Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pulse of New Hampshire. It's the Morning Information Center. I'm Mike Pomp, and coming up, yeah, it's our season of thanks, Thanksgiving weekend. TSO, yeah, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They are making their 60-city tour. It begins November 16th, but they're coming to the Great Granite State here in Manchester at the SNHU Arena on Black Friday. Yeah, Friday, November 25th for two shows, 3 and 7, 7:30, and you can check them out. Today, and we're always glad to be speaking to one of the members, one of the members of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Joel Hoekstra joins us this morning. He's one of the guitarists. He's been a member since 2010. Joel, good to have you with us. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time out today. Appreciate it.
And happy holidays to you as we get closer to the holiday season. And this year, the TSO tour, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO, and a lot more tickets are on sale now. Let's talk about this holiday tradition, because for people who don't know TSO, and there's only probably a couple of on the planet that don't know about you guys, talk a little bit about the type of music you guys are, because you are really a hybrid of theater, of rock and roll, holiday, classical. I mean, you're just an incredible orchestra in itself, and you just entertain thousands and thousands of people around the country. It's quite amazing. Talk about the music.
Yeah, thanks so much. I mean, the best way to describe a TSO show is just to come see the show, because it's definitely unique. But it's like mixing a rock opera like Tommy from The Who with Andrew Lloyd Webber, with a Pink Floyd laser light show. And I also always add in the pyrotechnics and moving hydraulic lifts of like a Kiss show, and throw in some classical music, and you've got something very similar to TSO, I suppose. You know, you get a rock opera on the front half. One of Paul McNeil's great stories is always told, and obviously the music supports that. And then the second half of the show is a little bit more of a free-for-all, almost like a rock concert, if you will, that focuses on the magnitude of the production. And if you haven't seen TSO before, the production itself is worth the price of admission. It's just incredible.
It really is incredible. And you are, you know, one of the only acts today that kind of resonates with younger rock music fans as well as older adult contemporary listeners. And you really have it's a positive message. There's always a story to tell in your shows as well, because you have a narrator telling the story, the music and the theatrical and the pyrotechnics and the lights. It all goes together. It's like watching a show on Broadway, because it is that heavily produced, and even so much so that it's even greater than Broadway. But you guys play to about a million people per year for the past 15 years. Talk about the philosophy of the group. The late originator who came up with the group idea, Paul O'Neill, he came up with this idea. And did you have a chance to meet Paul O'Neill before he passed away?
Oh, yeah, of course. I worked with Paul for many years. So, you know, he was an amazing guy, you know, mad scientist who, when he probably drew this thing up on paper, raised a lot of eyebrows, and people probably looked at him like, you're nuts, man. You think this is going to fly? And, but, you know, he gets the last laugh for sure. But he definitely put everything he had in TSO, and he really wanted this to live beyond him and continue as a tradition for so many. So, you know, we're always concentrating on making Paul proud, and we hope he's looking down on us, you know, with a smile on his face. But, you know, incredible guy, so generous, and believed in all of us. I mean, I often say about Paul, he believed in me more than I believed in myself. I mean, he would say things to me about my talent and skill and things like that, and I say, really? Like, you really feel that way? So he definitely was great at lifting people up.
Yeah, he was a great guy, and I had a chance to interview him one of the first years that we were associated with Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Really nice guy and very giving guy as well. And, of course, as we talk about, you know, the producer, the writer, the guitarist, Paul O'Neill, he established the band and the orchestra. I guess it's an orchestra more than a band, right? I would consider it an orchestra, right, TSO? But I guess it was back in 1996 that the idea came about, and the people first got together and started making records. And there I am. My age is showing. Making records there. There you go, Joel. Making records.
Hey, no, I mean, you got to call it something. What are you going to call it? Making streams?
Yeah, right. You know? Making streams, right. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got to call it something. I think record is as good as anything these days, because you're not going to say CD anymore. It was CD for so long, but they're becoming irrelevant.
Yeah. Tickets for the 2022 TSO tour, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO and More, on sale now. And they are coming to Manchester, New Hampshire. They're coming to our area on Thanksgiving weekend, which is great. A lot of people can go see you guys at the SNHU Arena, 3 o'clock and 7:30. I got to tell you a real quick story before I let you go here. Really funny. I was sitting next to somebody at your show in Manchester a few years ago, and I went to the 7 o'clock show or 8 o'clock show, whatever it was at that time. And I'm talking to this woman, and she says, you know, have you ever seen TSO before? I said, yeah, I've seen him once before and stuff like that. And she says, well, I see him. I've seen him 10 times. I said, really? 10 times? I said to her, when was the last time you saw them? She said, 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. My analogy for that jokingly in these interviews that I've been doing for the upcoming tour is that we're the Grateful Dead of Christmas.
You know, yes, we've got, I know, like, right.
We've got people that come to multiple shows and even follow us around city to city and come to the shows. So it's an amazing fan base that we've developed. It's really cool. And obviously due to all the signing lines over the years where we get to actually meet them and say hello, we forge so many friendships with them. So it's a special bond.
Yeah. And then the next question I asked her, just to follow through and end this story, is that I said, when do you think you'll see him again? She says, tomorrow I'm going down to Hartford, Connecticut. So there you go. Those are dedicated fans. The one thing I want to really bring across to our listeners as well is that you guys are very giving. You give back. You donate at least $1 from every ticket sold to charity. And in the past 20 years, this is amazing. You've donated over $18 million to charity. And that was, I think, part of the philosophy that Paul O'Neill brought to the table as well. Will I be correct in saying that?
Without a doubt. One of the most generous people you'd ever meet. And, you know, obviously, just he had so many unique visions for this, and that's just another one. But I think it's really quite amazing that over the years, $18 million to local charities. And obviously, I get to play music I love here with this, and I love everybody in the band. You know, they're my dear friends. And I've already talked about the connection with the fan base and how special they are to me. But, you know, that's another feather in the cap there for sure, to feel like you're helping the communities on the way through.
It's unbelievable. And as you say, it's hard to describe sometimes what TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, is all about. You just got to experience it. Just experience it. Just do it. Come to the show and see what it's all about. That's coming up on November 25th, Friday afternoon and evening, 3 and 7:30 at the SNHU Arena. It's the holiday weekend, and those shows are going to be close to sold out, so get your tickets today. Joel Hoekstra joining us, one of the members since 2010. You'll see him on stage playing that guitar. Joel, thanks so much for joining us and sharing the good holiday spirit that TSO brings every year to our area. We appreciate your time today, and good luck with the tour, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much. Right back at you.
All right. Be well, my friend.
All right. You too.